Sir Isaac Newton was in his office one day when he received a knock at his door. He opened it to find a good friend of the scientific community, who happened to be on the opposite side of the beginning of the universe controversy. His friend was an atheist. As the man entered the room, his eyes were drawn to a large table. On the table sat a scale model of the universe. It was exquisitely detailed, even down to the rings of Saturn. The model was mechanical. A hand-operated handle caused the planets to rotate around the sun. The moving replica was an amazing sight. "My, what a wonderful thing this is!" the friend exclaimed. "This is the most extraordinary thing that I have seen. What genius put this together? I should really like to shake his hand." Newton replied, "No one made it." His friend retorted, "You must think that I am a fool. Some very wise and talented person made this." Newton continued to deny that anyone made it, but his friend would not accept that answer. Newton finally gave in and said to his friend, while gesturing to the intricate model, "This thing is but a puny imitation of a much greater system whose laws you and I know, and I am not able to convince you that this mere toy is without a designer and a maker. Yet you profess to believe that the great original from which the design is taken has come into being without either designer or maker. Now tell me, by what sort of reasoning do you reach such incongruous conclusions?" Now friends, to my knowledge, this account is true. Over the years, I have heard several preachers refer to this incident. Even if it were only an illustration, it makes a powerful point. One that is worth remembering and sharing with friends who are atheistic. There are so many things in this world that are created by men that show marvelous signs of intelligent design. Watches, automobiles, computers, etc. No one in their right mind would affirm that any of these things could just happen on accident. Yet there are things even more complex, such as the human body, that evolutionists are willing to affirm merely happened by chance over eons of time. How ridiculous. "No one made it," they proudly state today. But I don't believe it, and neither should you. Let's keep reading and believing God's word. It is inspired and trustworthy. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Genesis 1:1. Hebrews 3:4 teaches, "For every house is built by someone, but he who built all things is God."